For the first time since the coronavirus hit in March, Western Kentucky University will reopen to in-person learning next Monday. During his annual convocation to faculty and staff today, President Timothy Caboni acknowledged the difficulty of the past 5 months while sharing some of the school's milestones. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. In a departure from a packed auditorium at Van Meter Hall, President Caboni delivered his speech virtually to adhere to COVID-19 guidelines. While acknowledging the coronavirus as the largest challenge in WKU history, Caboni highlighted some successes in recruitment, retention, and graduation. He announced the size of this year's freshman class represents the largest one-year increase in 3 decades. He attributed the growth to the school's new scholarship program, which removes standardized test scores for most awards.
Our new program increases access by decreasing costs and rewarding students' work during high school.
Last year's retention rate of nearly 73% was the highest since the fall of 2013. And while the fall to spring retention rate was flat, the university posted increases in retention among minority and low-income students. President Caboni also announced a record 6-year graduation rate at nearly 55%. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.